Premier Motors.
Hi, attorney. Danny, please.
Huh?
I'm trying to get a hold of Danny, please.
Hold on.
Sure.
Hello?
Hey, Danny. How's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Dennis. How you doing?
Doing good, man. How about you? You guys?
Doing great, man.
Good to hear it. Well, just thought I'd check in. It's been a while since we spoke. I believe you've actually paid your loan off at this point.
Yep. I figured I'd begin a call from you and everybody else. That's how it works. It's a new year, new month, new paycheck. Got to eat again. You know.
Yeah, I'm not sure who else is calling you, but hopefully not too many people. I know.
Oh, man. Every day I have to hang up on some of them.
Oh, really?
Crazy.
Yeah, I think the credit bureaus sell your information. To be honest with you, that's probably...
Oh, yeah, they do. They do, because actually, how you guys get it? You know, I guess it's a system that once you... I don't know if it shows it's paid off, or it shows that I have one, or it shows... I don't know what it shows, but...
Probably just shows an inquiry for one. I don't know. You know, I think they file a UCC as well, actually, so they might find
right.
it underneath the UCC is probably what it is.
One person did tell me a UCC. I remember him saying that name. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, it's like I get mail every day. I get calls. I hang up on some people.
I can't say I blame you. It's got to be frustrating,
yeah,
especially when you're trying to work.
Well, yeah, it is, you know. It is. And it's just, I guess, at least I tell you one thing, that means that money is available out there, you know, if you got a way to go. You know,
That's true.
There ain't no depression, I guess, or obsession. I mean, not obsession, recession, you know. So, but anyway, yeah, I'm all good.
Sorry. Right on. Well, keep this in mind. I think as long as you were to do a loan with us within the first 6 months after yours is termed, then it's still considered a renewal. So they would give you a lower cost of funds, hopefully a longer term, and obviously, you know, more funds as well.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think that's what you told me, that I had 6 months. I'm going to look into it. I got some stuff that I got working, so I want to see if it makes sense to me. And, you know, because this one makes sense. It paid for itself, so that's all that matters to me. But I'm going to see if it, you know, see if what the guy told me when I first went with you guys said the second time around is always a better time. So I'm going to find out, because he's
kept selling
me on a relationship, you know. So I'm going
to
find out.
Yeah, the renewal is usually much better.
Okay, because I'm sure they know their competition out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready. Ready to go up to bat for you.
Okay. So
I want to let you know, too. Sorry, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
I was going to let you know, too, that we offer loans for equipment, too. So if you had, like, if you needed to purchase some tire balancers or lifts or anything like that, we have traditional loans for that, you know, up to 5 years in length.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about a lift. Actually, I do need one. I was looking at one. I found one. But that's I don't need those things. Only $3,000 or $4,000, the ones I want.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, you know, just a regular lift, drive a car up on. I don't need, I'm not a, you know, I'm sure there's some out there that cost a lot more than that. But I was just looking at one. But the one I want is only, I think it's the most is $4,000.
Okay, that's not bad. I think your minimum loan amount is $5,000 on the equipment anyway, on the equipment side.
Yeah. Well, something like that. I would just pay for it or put it on one of these credit cards I got and float it and pay it off later, you know. But anyway. Okay, but I would keep you in mind, and I'm going to, when I get a chance, I just got back from L.A. for 5 days, so I just got back to work here.
It's hot out there, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It was crazy. Well, the last Sunday wasn't that bad. Yesterday wasn't that bad. But Friday and Saturday, it was hot.
Yeah, it's. I'm down in San Diego. It's. I guess I can't complain too bad. It's been in the 80s, but it's hot for us.
You know, San Diego's nice. I got a lot of people down in San Diego, relatives and friends that work at car dealers down there.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to hit you up when I go to buy my next car.
Okay, man. All right. So I'll be in touch and... like I say, maybe next week I see what kind of figures that we can, you know, we'll see if it makes sense, you know.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, do you know anyone else in the industry that might be looking? Because I know that car dealerships are pretty hard to get approvals for in general. But if you know of anyone, have any friends or, you know, any other business associates.
Do you guys deal with car dealerships? I mean, other than, I know when you just said, so what you're saying that you do deal with those, you're letting me know that, right? Because I know you
right.
don't mind.
Yeah,
okay.
It's hard. I mean, in your case, you were a good candidate, you had good credit, and you're well established and everything, but
mm-hmm.
they're pretty hard to get done just because the way it looks, they look at it is that you don't really own your inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to up and leave, then you can up and leave, you know what I mean? It's kind of like a consignment shop, for lack of better words. Like, I've had a few consignment shops for art and whatnot, like
well,
in
art?
Palm Springs. Well, for example, that's kind of how they look at it, because if it's a consignment shop, people drop their stuff off, but the owner doesn't actually own the inventory. So if he were to up and leave, then you know, how's it going to be paid for? You know what I mean? That's how they look at it. So that's kind of how they look at car dealerships, too.
I think it all depends on the car dealership, too. Now, like, half of my inventory, I got all the titles on them. I own them.
Right. You know, right. So I think yours is a little bit different of a situation.
Yeah. And all the now, a lot of them, I got $500,000 worth of Florida inventory, too. And I got another $200,000 for cars I got just on titles, trade-ins, and stuff like that. So it all depends on the dealership.
Yeah, exactly. Know? Yeah, I think yours was a good situation for it. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right, man. So I will be in touch with you. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. I'll let you get back to work.
Okay, man. Thank you.
You too. Talk to you later.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.